Okay, we're back to the halachas of Sfiras Omer. I wanted to start with what I thought was a fascinating psak that Rav Noam gave in the Q&A. I was not expecting him to go this far. If someone asks, what's today? And you say, today is the amount of the Shvatim. So you're clearly saying that today is the 12th night in a remez. Rav Noam said that we're choshesh that your yotzei are not allowed to count with a bracha. I thought that was a fascinating psak. I didn't think that that was something that would be, okay, maybe something not like a chidur to tell you to do, but ad kidei kach, we're going to say choshesh your mamash yotzei to the point where you don't get to say a bracha. I didn't ask him, I should have asked, followed up, that maybe, or what would happen if that's all you said and you forgot to count and you didn't count that whole next day? Would Rav Noam tell you you're also yotzei to the point you could count the next nights with the bracha? I don't know. I didn't ask him that question. And similarly, Rav Noam said, if you say what's tonight and you say it's 20 divided by 10, that's also you're going to be yotzei. I thought those were both fascinating things. I was not, that's how I understood it. Again, that's how I understood what he said in the Q&A. And, I thought that was a very fascinating psak. Okay. So, back to the halachas. We were in discussing Sfiras HaOmer. Very fascinating question. We discussed the chakira between what could be the Yesod Machlokas between Bahag and Tosfos about Sfiras HaOmer, that the Bahag might understand that it's really all a chelik of, it's one mitzvah, and with 49 components, and therefore, if you miss one of the components, you're not allowed to continue making a bracha. As opposed to Tosfos, who might hold that it's 49 individual mitzvos, and therefore, if you miss one night, so therefore, I could continue counting, because the next night is a new mitzvah, it's a new part, it's a new mitzvah, it's a new inyan, and therefore, it's going to be okay. So, with that chakira, then comes a fundamental question, that if a person knows for sure he's going to miss a bracha, let's say a person, like, for the last 20 years, he never made it to the 49 with a bracha because he always forgot one of the nights. Or, a person schedules an operation. He's gonna be sedated for more than 24 hours. He's gonna miss the entire day of counting. He knows before him. It's scheduled on the second day, on the 21st day of the Omer. And he's not able to do anything to avoid that. So he's gonna have a full 24 operation. So the post came out, all of them say that this is still, you're still allowed to count up until the point where you think you might have forgotten. So we asked this point of the chakir. So Rav Eliyashiv deals with this question explicitly. He says, even again, like we pointed out before, Rav Poskim hold it, even if you vade miss a day, you're allowed to continue counting with the bracha. Because of the chash of suffic brachas, we're going to make you count without a bracha. So here, there's also kind of like, again, a similar sveik, because like who says it's not 100% that this operation, you think this operation is going to happen in 2 weeks from now, but it's not 100%, so still there is a suffic to it. And even if you don't, even if you know, up until the point you counted, it could be, first of all, this isn't really the etzem chakira, and maybe really they would understand that's part of different mitzvah, and for different reasons they say you're not allowed to count, the brahag would say you're not allowed to count with the bracha. So really, who says that? And therefore, he says that you would be allowed to count a bracha. And really, everyone seems to go like this. This is Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the Chassidim, Perikud Aleph, Seif Teis, the Kovetz Bevitz Levi, quotes this, the Or Letzion, and Rosh Shlomo Kluger. Again, it seems to be like this is like, came out all the Achronim say that you would be allowed to count, even if you think or you missed every year of the last 10 years, you'd still be allowed to try your best to continue counting with a bracha until the point where you miss it. And similarly, when a guy definitely has an operation in the next 2 weeks, which he thinks he's going to miss it, that also would be something which is going to be mutter for him to count until the point where he would miss. But Rav Eliyashiv does point out, for this reason, that's why it's a minug that even Ashkenazi women don't make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, because we're afraid they're going to forget. So when it comes to a man, we tell you, you know, we have a real chiyuv on you, so we're going to tell you for sure you should count, even if you think you're going to miss. But when it comes to a woman, don't machnas yourself into the suffix. He thinks that's one of the reasons that the minug olam became, that women don't make a Sfiras HaOmer, don't count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. We'll get to women a little bit more, but that is something which he points out, interestingly enough. A very good question is also about onen. An onin is not allowed to do mitzvah saseh, any mitzvah saseh, while he's waiting on Rachman al-Tan. A person, onin, is in aninus if he's waiting for the Zion Krovim, but they didn't have the burial yet. You're before the stage of burial, the person died and didn't have the burial yet, so you're not allowed to do any of the mitzvahs. So, what about Sfiras HaOmer? Because if you don't count now, or even without a bracha, if you don't count now or the next day, you know the barrel is going to be pushed off all day. You're going to miss Sfiras HaOmer and Gansen. So this is a big shayla. The Berel Lachan Siman Tafei Test quotes the day. I remember we went to Hilchos Yerodeon and Hilchos Avelos and Shir. Basically, Tshuva, I remember, quoted the days about this. According to the Noda Yehuda says that you would be allowed to count without a bracha, but the Berel Lachan seems to quote a lot of poskim say not that way. So everyone has to consult. It's a real shayla. That's a big shayla. What to do? Are you allowed to count with a bracha? Mitzvah Sham, that should be halacha velola meisa for anybody, and we shouldn't be faced with that terrible question. Now, if a person makes a mistake within Sfiras HaOmer, and so then within Tolchere Dibor, which again is Shalom Alech Rebbe, you mentioned within that time, you remember, so you say today is, let's say, Arba Vesrim Yom, and you say, oh, it's Shalosha Vesrim Yom. So you remember Tolchere Dibor, so then, You can say it, and you don't need to make a new bracha. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to repeat again Hayom. You could just say again, you say Hayom. So you could go right back and say, wait, you say Arba Vesrim Yom, and then you could say, oh, no, Shlosha Vesrim Yom. So you don't have to then go back and say Hayom, Shlosha Vesrim Yom. You could say the Hayom is fine. However, if it's Yumor, you said Arba Vesrim Yom, Shehem, Shlosha Shavuot, and then you start counting, you realize that. So if you say Shehem, Shlosha Shavuot, that's already, Shehem, Shlosha Shavuot is already three words. That's too long. That's going to be too far out. And then you'd have to repeat with a bracha. Then obviously if you forgot, meaning you counted again without a bracha, then you're then going to be yotze. But you missed out that night. You missed out counting with a bracha, so that's not right. You didn't do the right thing. But obviously, that would be a correct thing to do. One more halacha here is that what if a person counts the right sfira and then Tochet Dibur gets confused and then corrects it? So that's a big shiloh. So there also we say you're going to be yotze. You'd be yotze. You can continue counting with a bracha because. We realize that what you did is not really an akira stavar because you really didn't. We only assume, like Rav Yashiv says, tochet dibur as being ability to help you, not to make it worse. So therefore, it's only lasake, not lakalkel, and that would be okay. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with more halachas. So many halachas here. I didn't realize so many halachas when it comes to Sfiras Omer. Be'ez Hashem will talk about more halachas that come up with regards to Sfiras Omer. Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daily halacha.